unacceptable, say Irish Water. Unacceptable, says the Minister for Housing and Local Government. An abject failure of managerial oversight, say the Environmental Protection Agency. Two serious incidents where unsafe water got into the public water drinking supply last month, putting 900,000 people at risk in County Wexford and parts of County Dublin, making at least 52 people sick in County Wexford, some who ended up in hospital. We'll hear from Irish Water later. One of those affected, a 36-year-old teacher from Gorey, was 20 weeks pregnant when she began feeling very unwell, as she recalls here.
So I started with, basically after every meal that I had, nothing was staying in. I was dizzy, I was nauseous, I wasn't sleeping, I was tired. And I had that for about a week. I'm pregnant, so I was just putting it down to being pregnant, that not thinking it was anything else, that there were just symptoms of pregnancy. And then after another week, it started to break on a local Facebook page that there was water contamination issues. And luckily, I was in the hospital on the Friday for an antenatal appointment anyway, so I brought the sample with me. And the hospital checked me over and sent off the sample. So after 2 weeks of symptoms, public health rang and confirmed that I had a positive E. coli test. I am feeling angry. It was local people reporting it to me and not Irish Water.
That's one woman's experience of contaminated water in County Wexford in recent weeks. Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne lives in Gorey. He's with us now. Malcolm Byrne, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
When and how did you first know there was a problem with water in the Gorey area?
So on the Tuesday the 31st of August, I started getting a number of calls and queries just from people around whether or not there was a problem with the water in the area. And I and local councillors were hearing stories about people feeling sick. So we would have alerted Wexford County Council and Irish Water. The initial response, to be honest, was that there wasn't a problem, that they were going to investigate it, but there was no evidence of a problem. But I think given the volume of queries that I was receiving, and they were coming from family, friends, people I know and care about, I knew that there had to be an issue. It did predominantly seem to be coming from the western side of town, which meant it was serviced by the Crea treatment plant. And very clear, very, you know, soon it became clear that there had to be a problem. We knew about people who were ending up in hospital. You've just heard the story that's there. There were others whom I know who went for COVID tests. You know, they didn't know what was wrong, so they assumed that perhaps they'd contracted COVID. But some of the stories I've heard from people locally where they were passing blood, where they felt, you know, seriously unwell, that they were out of work for a period, it really did knock them. And you know, I'm kind of disappointed because I suppose we put our trust in Wexford County Council and Irish Water. I was disappointed that they didn't seem to take the issue sufficiently seriously. I and a number of the local councillors, Joe Sullivan, Pip Breen, Donal Kenny, Andrew Bulger, we're meeting with Irish Water this morning. I've also spoken with Tom Enright, the Chief Executive of Wexford County Council. And I think what needs to happen is for the people of Gorey, there has to be clarity on what has happened. We're aware that there was a storm that knocked out electricity at the plant at the time. I think secondly, which is the important thing, is because, you know, we can have these technical problems. Why there was no red flag raised when there were so many queries and complaints going in, and that the precautionary principle was not applied, that, you know, until an investigation had taken place, okay, that people were advised not to drink the water. And then I suppose we also need to know that there are measures in place to ensure this doesn't happen again.
Wexford County Council say as soon as they knew there was a problem, they told Irish Water. Irish Water say that as soon as they knew there was a problem, they told the HSE and the Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, the issue is really that it's members of the public who needed to be told. And as soon as there was a problem, a message should have gone out to the wider public saying, look, there is an issue or a potential issue here. And even if there was nothing discovered, I'm much rather, given how important drinking water is that the precautionary principle is applied. And
when you say precaution, for people to be told to boil their water, yes?
To be told to boil their water. I mean, even if it is a case that subsequently it's discovered that it isn't a problem with the water, I think we have to be, you know, we have to be careful in this case. And because of the fact that we weren't, there were significant numbers of people who ended up in hospital, but many, many others who felt unwell. And I think What annoyed me more than anything else was when the initial complaints were being made to Irish Water and Wexford County Council, the response, I don't think, was that those complaints were taken sufficiently seriously. It was essentially, look, we're going to look at it, but that there isn't a problem. Whereas locally we knew, given the scale of what has happened, that there definitely was an issue. I think, and I understand that you do have the chief executive of Irish Water on later on, what yes. I think people in Gorey, what they don't want to hear is, you know, whether it was Wexford County Council or Irish Water or the HSE or whoever was to blame for not communicating this, what they want to hear is they want to hear an apology for what has happened. They want to hear an apology for a failure to respond to the very genuine concerns that were raised, not just by myself and local councillors, but by members of the public in Gorey. They want accountability for what has actually happened. But I think what is most important is that we look at rebuilding trust in the public okay. water supply, because that isn't in place here locally now.
Separately, as a member of Fianna Fáil, as an elected member of Fianna Fáil, in your view, should a Fianna Fáil minister, or indeed a Taoiseach, attend the service in Armagh to mark the centenary of Northern Ireland?
Well, I listened to the This Week programme on RT yesterday, and my understanding was that this service was originally intended to be an ecumenical service to simply mark the founding of Northern Ireland. I think we've handled the decade of commemorations and the decade of centenaries rather well over the last period, but we're now moving into that really difficult period of how we mark 1921, 1922. This was intended clearly as a ceremony to mark a centenary, not as a celebration, but as an ecumenical ceremony. But it does seem to have been politicised. What I'm just curious about is, why, when concerns were raised, that the usual diplomatic back channels weren't used to try to ensure that an appropriate wording could have been found for the president or indeed a minister to attend. I think it's important, as the former president Mary McAleese used to talk about, that we do look to build bridges. There are certainly things in our history on that shared island that are difficult. But I think the wording is what presents the difficulty, and I would still hope that some resolution could be found around that.
Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, thank you for speaking to us. 23 minutes past 7.